Here's a switch.
It's okay.
She's graded with it. She has to have it.
There's going to be a big book out. I'll turn it off and we'll just talk for a while.
No, uh-uh. No, I go home with you. Because I feel like I'm detained.
She ought to get home before dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. The kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
That's wieners.
Okay. If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has
rancid. It's rancid.
Okay. Is there another word for rancid? Okay. After a hog has been butchered, and you keep the meat from its head, what do you do with it?
You make press hogs. You make press meat and liver pudding too.
Liver pudding. Okay.
Make both, press meat and liver pudding. Have to have hog's head in it with the liver.
Okay, want to tell me what, how liver pudding is made?
Oh, you make it, you make a mush, and you have to know the recipe?
Just a little.
You have to put your meal in with hot water and cook it to a mush. And of course, you have to put salt and pepper. And boil your liver and your hog's head, part of your hog's head together until it's real tender. Take it out and get all the bones out, and mash it up with your hands and mix all this mush up in there with your hands, and then put it in a pan and put a weight down on it and press it, and that makes a press meat, you know, let it sit for about 24 hours, and then you slice it.
Is that almost the same thing as liverwurst that you buy?
Yeah, that's called like liver pudding. You know.
That's what it is. Okay. Yeah. What's head cheese?
That's the same thing. Some says liver pudding. Head cheese, that's press meat. Some used to call it head cheese, you know. We always said press meat.
Okay.
It's made with the head.
I think I asked you this before. Did you ever make anything out of the blood of the hog?
No.
Never.
No.
Never. Okay. There's something down here called blood pudding. I guess you never did it.
No.
Never had it. Okay. All right. You take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage, and you stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat, and then you cook it.
Well, that's what it's that's the way I told you, you know, how to fix it.
And then you fry it later, you slice it?
You can fry it after it's pressed.
Okay, did you ever call that anything besides pressed meat?
No, we always said pressed meat.
How about scrapping?
Well, yeah, it's got that name too.
And you would use that too?
Uh-huh, that's the same thing as pressed meat. I've seen it cook with, you know, just made just exactly like
that. Alrighty, if you have butter that has been kept too long, doesn't taste good anymore, what would you call that taste?
It's rancid.
It's rancid. How about thick sour milk that you keep on hand? The thick sour milk?
Buttermilk or sour cream, I don't know what you call it.
Okay.
No, I know it's not, but I guess that.
Well, the thick sour milk that you keep on hand to use in
restaurants. Oh, that's buttermilk.
That's buttermilk?
Yeah.
Okay. How about clabber?
Old clabber. That's, you have to have your milk clabbered before you churn, you know, make butter.
Okay. I saw that word. I didn't know if you'd ever heard of it. I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
So then what kind of cheese do you make from clabber?
Make